Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So the ability to cope with difficult situations, how we recognize and we deal with our problems, is something we don't really think about that much, especially given how important coping can be in life. Not everything is going to go according to plan. And when things do go wrong for us, it's important to know how to deal with it, how to cope with the problem. If things are left to get worse and you worry more, then that can lead to more serious consequences and problems later. So it's important to be able to cope with things that happen in life to make sure you stay as positive and as healthy as you possibly can be. Now, life, as you realise already, is unpredictable. It's one of the factors that makes it so enjoyable, is that you never really know what's coming around the corner at you. But this also comes with problems. Because we can't see into the future, we have to deal with what happens in the present, right now. And unfortunately, what happens in the present might not always be the most enjoyable thing. But you know what? That's life. It's happened through history, and it'll continue into the future. What's usually the cause for these unpleasant moments in our lives is change. If we know that something is going to happen, so for example, if you move house, you can start to cope with the change before it's happened. And so you can feel less overwhelmed by the change. But if the change was unpredicted and comes out of the blue, like, for example, suddenly losing a family member, then coping with it can become more difficult. And the reason behind this is because when change occurs, stresses build up. Most people at all times want to feel in control of their lives. They want to know that their job is secure, that their bills are being paid, and that they know what they're doing with their life. Well, change is the big disruptor in all of this. Experiencing change, whether it's big or small, one or many, can make it feel like you're not in control of your life. And this is where coping effectively in these difficult moments is really important. Because if you don't, stress and other mental and physical illnesses can build up. What can often happen when you feel out of control or you feel like there's no clear path for you to take is you can start to compare yourself with others. You can feel like you should be in control of your life because they're in control of theirs. And when this happens, your own self-worth and your own self-belief, also known as your self-esteem, can drop. And this, if left to get worse, can lead to conditions like depression and anxiety. Again, coping is one of those things that's much easier to say than it is to do. For whatever reason, you might find it difficult to cope with moving house or moving to a new school or losing a friend or a parent or a loved one, or even positive changes like getting into university or getting married or having a child later in life can be difficult to cope with. But it needs to be done because that's life. Coping involves adapting to new surroundings, new people, new feelings that you've never experienced before, or maybe you don't want to experience. But getting over that initial hurdle of unfamiliarity and unpleasantness is one of the key steps to help cope, especially if you want to avoid things like depression and anxiety and other more serious effects. So how do we cope, or rather, how do we cope effectively? It's all about dealing with and managing stressful situations. Now, of course, we're all different, and so the way in which we cope with these things is going to be different. But regardless of who you are and how you deal with what life throws at you, there are some universal factors when it comes to coping. Now, for starters, there are two main types of coping. There's problem-based and there's emotional-based. Problem-based focuses on when your situation has changed and therefore you need to adapt to it or do something that will stop you from feeling stressed and anxious about it. It could be interacting with new people to make new friends at a new school, or it could be leaving a bad and toxic relationship. Whatever the situation is that you find yourself in, problem-based coping deals with the situation itself. On the other hand, emotional-based focuses on your feelings and, as the name suggests, your emotions. If you can't change the situation that's stressing you out, then you'll most likely have to use emotional-based coping, because this aims to improve your feelings rather than focus on a factor that's set in stone that you can't really change, that might be out of your circle of influence, like losing a loved one. Now, as mentioned, there's no one way to deal with life. How you cope is up to you. But knowing which type of stress you're dealing with can help you to best determine the type of coping technique you should try to use. For each of these coping techniques, there are different actions you can take in order to try and make them as successful as possible. For problem-based coping, you could try engagement. Now, we've spoken before about how different people learn and adapt. And there are many different ways people get to grips with something, and engagement is one of these ways, particularly when it comes to coping successfully. Jumping in headfirst, regardless of how scary or overwhelming it might appear to be, can help you manage your situation. But if you've just, for example, moved schools and you don't know anyone, or started college, over time, people can become a little bit closer to you. People sitting next to you, literally, but you might not know them. Make the first move and engage with other people. It can help you find the way to get through the problem, which is, after all, what makes us feel stressed, is the lack of control. Take control. By understanding how things work, the different relationships people have, who's who and what the people are like, can help you to become comfortable within that environment. So if you want your situation to change, then engaging with others is probably the way forward in the first instance. And then there's boundaries. Stop doing things to please others. It's not selfish to put your own mental and physical well-being before other people's, especially if it's in a bad state. Establish healthy boundaries that you feel comfortable with. If somebody, say a friend or family member, constantly crosses these boundaries, let them know. And if it continues, don't engage with them. We all deal with life differently. For some people, it's a walk in the park, it's easy. For others, it's like hiking up a steep mountain, it's so difficult. So don't feel selfish for setting up boundaries around you that are there to protect you. And don't feel like you have to humour people who cross these boundaries and upset you. And then there's professional help. Keeping things to yourself can be bad for your health. It can be detrimental to your health. If something's bothering you and constantly making you worry, talk to people you trust. Talk to your parents, your best friend. And if you don't want to worry them or involve them in the situation, speak to a professional. Professional therapists and psychologists and sociologists are trained individuals whose job is to give you advice that you need to hear and to make sure you don't feel stressed out. But when you bottle things up to yourself, you manifest your issues. You make them much worse than it really is. But your self-esteem and outward perception of yourself can be badly hit. So don't feel afraid to share your problems, your issues. After all, as we've said before, a problem shared is a problem halved. Now, problem-based coping. Manage your time. Of course, coping isn't always to do with change. Sometimes it can just be stress. This can be a personal sense, a social sense, or a career problem. If you find yourself constantly missing deadlines, which as a result are affecting your level mindset, then try to manage your time better. Social media and technology have made it easier than ever before to become distracted with the latest updates and notifications and news from around the world. But this doesn't help you. There are so many apps nowadays that limit the amount of time you can spend on the phone. So if you find yourself going down a bad path because you can't keep concentrating on the task you've got to do, it might be worth getting one of those apps that helps you to schedule your time effectively, to make sure that you stop before it becomes a serious problem that's too deep to escape from. So for problem-based coping, we've talked about engagement, getting to grips with it. We've talked about boundaries, keep yourself safe. We've talked about professional help, and we've talked about managing your time properly, effectively. Now, what about emotional-based coping? This is the one that might really be getting you down, is emotional-based coping. Well, as we've said before, exercise. You're probably bored with hearing it, but exercise, exercise, exercise. As with many things, exercise has more than just one purpose. Any exercise, really, has been proven to release endorphins into your body. And these endorphins are neurotransmitters, which boost your mood and feelings of well-being. They make you feel better. To experience this, you don't have to go to the gym for 7 hours every day for an entire month. A 20-minute walk will do it. It might sound like it's too good to be true, but a simple walk for 15 or 20 minutes around the block, around the park and back, is so good for you in every which way. It makes you feel better. So when you're feeling down and you don't know how to deal with it, take a walk. And then there's hobbies. If you want to feel good and put yourself in a position and a positive frame of mind, then try to do something you enjoy. It's as simple as that. If you want to feel positive, then do positive things. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as you're experiencing the benefits from it. That's the most important thing. And what you're watching on the phone and what you're watching on TV these days, on Amazon and Prime, a lot of it is just so miserable. Find yourself a good comedy, please. And on that note, we talk about mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being grateful for what you have and the life you're living. It might seem like you're drowning under a mountain of pressure. And that might be the case, but there are people in the world who have it worse than you. As my dad used to say, there's always somebody having a much worse day than you are. Just remember that. This isn't a guilt trip. It's just a reminder that even though you might be struggling to cope, you still have a lot of good things in your life. To fully engage with mindfulness, you might want to create a list of things that you're grateful to have. Envision your happy place. Just think about your happy place and the people who make you happy. And here's another little tip about mindfulness. When you go to sleep at night and you're lying there trying to go to sleep, it's a very good practice just to spend 1 minute saying that you're grateful to yourself, saying that you're grateful about 10 things in your life from today. 10 good things that happened to you today, and you can always find them. So just bear that in mind. That helps you enormously. And then, of course, there's meditation. Now, alongside breathing exercises that have been proven to help calm you down, similar to exercise, studies have shown that meditation can release chemicals like serotonin and dopamine, both of which are used by the body to boost your mood, your self-worth, your self-esteem, and give you an overall feeling of positivity. Now, because of this, meditation can be very relaxing, but there are other relaxing methods out there. Getting joy from a pet, a new kitten, writing down your stresses and problems, or getting relief from toys like these stress balls that we squeeze. They all help to improve and increase your level of relaxation, which can combat stress. Coping is all about dealing with life. Yes, it's easier said than done, given that life is unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But knowing how to effectively pinpoint where your stresses and your issues are coming from can help you to cope so much better in the present and in the future. And this is one of the most important life skills you can practice. And it does take practice. But give it a go. You know, 3 or 4 weeks from now, you could be in a much happier place than you are now just by putting that mindset together. Talk to somebody, talk to your parents, get in touch with us. We'll put you in touch with the right people. But we're here to help. Anything we can do, we will do. Okay? But your parents are the first call. Okay? Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.